We can always count on things changing. We can always count on God being there with us daily, whether we're close to Him or not to Him. God doesn't change. We're the ones who change it. We're the ones who walk away from Him. We're the ones who decide that, okay, I'm just going to use the Bible as a celebratory cake and only get it when I really need it, versus having it as a daily added boost to our day, a time of communing with God, a time of our relationship with God. And God is not looking at you know, our outward appearance. He's looking at our heart, and He judges us by our heart. So God doesn't change. We're the ones who change it. We have to understand that God is always there. He is ever present. He's always there. Good days, not so good days. Trials, tests, victories, all three scenarios, God is there. He's there. He may not speak during the tests or during the trial, but He's always there. And we have to remember that if you think back in school or whenever, or if you're in school now, that whenever a test is given, that the teacher is always silent. The teacher doesn't say anything because that's your time to put down on paper what you've learned, and that's your time. So the teacher doesn't talk during the test. And so we have to understand that God sometimes doesn't talk during the test because He's already given us the information to get through the test. We just have to go through the test. We have to pass the test. We have to remember and recall because we were good stewards of our time to study. The Bible tells us to study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So we have to remember that when we get to the test, we have to recall what we studied. We have to recall what the Spirit of God had spoken to us. We have to recall the nuggets that we gathered out of the scriptures for this test. And so we have to be diligent and in our time with God and our reading of the word and our studying of the word of God, that He drops nuggets into our spirit. That way, when we have this test, we can go into our pouch and pull out that nugget and like, yes, this is exactly the answer to the test that I'm going through. And it will get you through the hurdles So I'll never forget. I was watching an Indiana Jones movie, and there were three tests to get to the goblet supposedly that Jesus drank out of, and you know it was Hollywood. So, but go with me on this. And so there were tests that he had to get past in order to get to the goblet at the Last Supper. And so he goes to the first test and he has to remember all of his studies, what in the Jewish language, how God's name was spelled and you know, how you're supposed to kneel before the Lord. And so all of his experience and all of his time studying helped him get through the test in order to get to the prize. And so what I'm telling you this morning is that we have to trust our God, that He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He changes not. He is no respecter of person. If you read in the Word where He healed someone, or He delivered someone, or He saved someone, or He blessed someone, you can take that person and say, God, You blessed Abraham, and I am a seed of Abraham. God, I haven't been able to bear any children, but God, You are allowed Sarah to bear a child. You allowed Hannah to marry a child. So God is ever faithful. God is ever faithful to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can even ask or think. And so we have to realize that if we see a change, we have to remember that God didn't change, we did. We have to understand that we have choices that we have to make every single day. We have a choice to get up out of bed or not get up out of bed. We have a choice to go to work or not go to work. We have a choice to go to school or not go to school. We have a choice to continue moving forward or just stay and die in the place where we are. And I'm so grateful in Psalm when David was in the shadow of the giant, because the giant was so massive. David, you know, said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I walk through it. I don't take up residence there. I don't pup a tent there. I don't build a house in there. I walk through the valley. I go through the tests. I go through the trials. I go through the situation. You know, and something grievously has happened to me and over the past 2 years, and I've had a choice to go through it or to stay stagnated and die. I've had a choice to continue moving forward or stay and lose my mind. I have had a choice to go through, knowing that God is right there with me through this test. I may not always speak, may not always be vocal, but he is leading and guiding me through this. So we need to understand in August, this is the same as Jesus Christ, the same. So we will see the result of what we have prayed for. We will experience God manifest his manifested will. We will have financial release of contracts and settlements in our favor. We will have miracles, signs, and wonders. We will have divine strategies to operate our next level. We will trust God. We will see healing in our families, our world, and the body of Christ. This is what we will see if we stay constant, if we stay consistent, if we make that choice, that daily choice to get up and follow Christ. Every single day, it is a choice. You have a choice every single day because God does not change. You do. So let's gather together in our faith. Let's join faith this morning as we pray. God, we just thank you this morning. Thank you for being our God. And God, some of the tests your people are going through right now may not understand it, may not know exactly how to handle it, but God, your word gives us an instruction manual of how to get through each and every situation, how to put our trust in you. I will trust in the Lord with all my heart. I will lean not in my own understanding. In all my ways, I will acknowledge you, and you will direct my path. God, your word says it right there, to trust you because you have us. And God, it's like a father wanting and a mother wanting to give what they can to their children because they love them, because they care about what their children are concerned about. They love their children unconditionally. No matter what, how their children treat them, they still love them. And God, that's how you are. You love us no matter how we treat you. You change not. Just because we may not have a daily communion with you, still love us. God, some of us, you know, haven't opened the Bible, and unless we go to the services and listen to what the pastor or the preacher has to say, we don't have that daily communion with us, but you still love us. We may not do everything that you've commanded us to do, but you still love us. You love us enough, oh God, to walk us through what we're going through. God, you love us enough because you see our hearts. You see our hearts and you know what our hearts are towards you, oh God. We may not check all the boxes that the religious folks say we should check off. We may not be or look like what the religious people think that we should look like. We may not sound like what the religious people sound like. But God, you see our hearts. And God, we thank you that you change not. We thank you that on our worst days, you were there. We thank you on our victorious days that you were there. God, you are, and you're the ultimate God. You are the God that understands our infirmities. You're the God who feels when we're going through pain. You're the God who understands our predicament because you allowed the test to happen. And God, the tests come to make us stronger. The tests come to have you get all the glory when the victory comes around the corner. So God, I pray in the name of Jesus that your people will not give up. Your people will not surrender. Your people will not wave the white flag of defeat, oh God. But God, I pray that your people will take up the very banner of the name of Jesus Christ. And they will stand on the mountaintop and they will proclaim your goodness, Father. Regardless of the battle scars, Father, we're still standing. God, regardless of the hurt, we're still standing. Regardless, Father, of the looks, we're still standing. Regardless, Father, of the lies, we're still standing. Regardless, Father, of the physical pain, we're still standing. God, regardless, oh God, of how they treat us, we're still standing. Regardless, Father, of how they try to manipulate us, yet we're still standing. Oh God, we just thank you that you have given us the strength to stand. We thank you that you have given us the determination to keep moving forward. We thank you, oh God, that the race is not given to the swift, nor to the strong, oh God. God, this is a marathon, and this is an endurance race. We have had to prepare for the endurance race. We have to rest when we need to rest. We need to conserve the energy for the last leg of the race. But God, you have taught us how to run this race. God, you have taught us how to run this race. We run it with diligence. We run it with faith. We run it, God, and we show love, God, even though love may not be reciprocated. We show love, God. We follow after your commandments to love our neighbors as ourselves, to put our neighbors, our brothers, our sisters in front of us. We put God first, we put family second, we put others, and then we put ourselves at the very bottom. But God, you have shown us the hierarchy of what we're supposed to do, how we're supposed to live our life, how we're supposed to progress through this thing called life. God, how even in the darkest moments of our lives, you're still there. In the brightest moments, when our children graduate high school, when they graduate college, when they get their doctoral degree, when they ace that race, oh God. God, we stand up and we cheer because they have been victorious, God, through difficulties, through being bullied, oh God. Oh God, through being told that they were like they're no good so-and-so. God, that they were told that they would never make it. But God, they stand on the stage with their certificate of completion. And God, we roar in the crowd because God, we know without a shout of a doubt, oh God, that God, they have passed the test. And God, there's a bright future in front of them. And so God, we thank you that even through this, we're going through our test, oh Father. God, even through this, oh God, we are going through each stepping stone. We're passing the test as it comes, oh God. We thank you, God, that we will not see this test anymore because we have passed it the first time, oh God. God, I thank you for enduring. I thank you for the strength right even right now, oh God. Even when our minds would take us elsewhere. But God, I thank you for your strength. I thank you, oh God, even through the trial, I thank you. Even through the test, I may not understand it, but I thank you, oh God. It may just boggle my brain, oh God, as to why you would allow something to happen. But God, I know that you're sovereign, and God, your ways are not my ways, and your thoughts are not your thoughts, oh God. And Father, I thank you, because I know that you are the true and living God, and that you would put more on us that we could bear with that temptation that you would make a way of an escape. So God, I thank you even through the test. I thank you right now even through the trial. I thank you right now even through the hurdle. I thank you right now through even the situation. I thank you right now even through the haters. I thank you right now even through the bill collectors. I thank you right now even through the exes. I thank you right now even through the children. God, I thank you right now even through the back. that is in us than he that is in the world. Greater is he that is in us than any man, woman, boy, or girl. Greater is he that is in us than any super devil, imp, ask fallen angel, circumstance, voodoo doctor, witchcraft doctor, any black, white magic. Oh, God, I thank you that you're greater than any of those. God, I thank you that you're greater than any lie. God, I thank you that you're greater than any obstacle. You're greater than any hurdle that we're facing right now, oh, God. Because, God, you didn't set an army of whips, but, God, you set an army of men, women, boys, and girls that have a backbone like a railroad iron that will stand in the midst of the storm, that will stand because they trust in you, that will stand on your word, that says no weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. The enemy may seem and he may act like he's winning, but God, you have a final step of approval. God, you have that final step that says it is finished. It is done. God, I thank you that you have the final say. God, I thank you that no man, no woman, no boy, no girl has a heaven or hell to put me in. But God, I thank you that you see the heart of the men, the women, the boys, and the girls. God, I thank you that you see the heart of man, and you, God, you judge them out of their hearts. It's a heart toward you. It's a heart against you. It's a heart pure. Or do they have some type of usurper? Oh, God. And do they have some type of facade? Are they trying to wear a mask? Are they trying to mask their deceit? Are they trying to mask that they truly are against you? But God, I thank you that we have a crowd of witnesses there. We have a cloud of witnesses that are telling us to go ahead. They're cheerleading for us, saying you can do this. Run the race with patience. Oh, God, I thank you that this race, oh, God, this race, Father, we are going to finish this race. We are going to finish this race victorious, oh, God, because we are victorious by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. God, I thank you this morning. No matter what it looks like, no matter how the storm clouds gather, I thank you. Because a storm doesn't come to stay. A storm comes and it blows over. So, Father, thank you for the Spirit of God allowing your wind to blow the storm out of our lives, oh God. And God, I thank you that when we get to the finalization of our test, we can stand there as a soldier. And God, you said you passed this test. You passed this test. You passed this test. Thanks to God, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that you will not give up prematurely. I pray that you will not give up, oh God. Right at the verge of your miracle, I pray that you will not give up, that you would do like my daddy used to tell me. Baby, when you feel you're slipping, tie a knot in the rope and hold on. So saints of God, tie a knot in the rope and hold on. Hold on. Cleave to the very, very breast of God. Cleave to the very breast of God. Don't see in this time, don't see how far away you can get from God. See how close you can get to Him. God, I thank you. I thank you that you have refuge. We have refuge in you. I thank you that you are our provider. I thank you that you are our healer. I thank you that you are the lover of our soul. I thank you for being a father to those who don't have one or never knew theirs. Thank you for being a mother to those who didn't know their mother or who lost their mother. Thank you for being that friend that will stick by you closer than any brother. Thank you, even in the darkest hours, that we can feel you, that we can feel your love around us. Thank you for loving us so much that the Comforter comes and he wraps his arms around us and he holds us during the test. And he lets us know that we can make it. We can endure. We have this. Because, God, we can't do anything without you. We can't breathe without you. We can't move without you. Your word says, for in you we live and we move and we have our being. So, God, if we have taken on a haughty spirit, a proud look, God, I pray that you would forgive us this morning. God, help us to be humble before you. Your word said that pride comes before a fall. And when sin is finished, it brings forth death. So, God, forgive us right now. On August 17th, 2022, at 9:25 Eastern Standard Time, God, forgive us for having a proud and haughty look. Forgive us for taking life for granted. Forgive us, oh God, for procrastinating. Because procrastination is just, it's basically a proud moment that we have the audacity to think that we have another chance to do something that you've already told us to do when we weren't obedient the first time. God, help us to move when you say move. Help us not to be slothful. God, help us to do things expeditiously, oh God. God, help us because you're coming soon, oh God, and it's time for us to lay aside the weight and the sin, which is easily beset. Well, they're not talking to me. Big whoop. Well, they didn't speak to me in church. I'm sorry, but it's just pettiness. God, help us to get up out of ourselves. God, help us to be like Jesus. They called him a Beelzebub. They called him a wine bibber. They called him all of these names, but God, he still continued moving because he was sure in who he was. God, help us to be sure in who we are. We are a child of God. We are a peculiar people. We are a chosen generation. We are a royal priesthood. And I'm sorry, but our square cells are not going to fit in a cylinder cone. It's just not, because you didn't design us to fit into this world, because this world is not our home. We are just pilgrims passing by. We are recruiters for the kingdom of God. We were sent down as recruiters to recruit as many people to the kingdom of God as we can possibly get. So when you want to know what your job definition is, God, help us to realize that we're a recruiter. Yes, we are. We are a recruiter. Everyone that is born again is a recruiter for the kingdom of God. God, help us understand that we don't need a title to win somebody to you. We don't need eight different titles, oh God. I'm just Peach, oh God. That's all I am. But God, you know us, and we thank you this morning. Thank you for holding us close. And God, I pray that we'll keep our minds stayed on you. You said you would keep us in perfect peace. So God, help our mind to be stayed on you. And God, in those moments when we feel so alone, hey God, I pray that the Spirit of God will comfort us like no other, oh God, that peace that passeth all understanding. So God, we just thank you. Thank you today. Thank you today. Hey, God. Oh, God, I thank you. Thank you. You will get through this. Certain things. Oh, God, we just thank you. Just thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, God. There are certain tests and certain trials that, you know, some people say you'll get over it. I don't necessarily believe that. I believe you get through them. Maybe not over them, because, you know, this life, we carry some battle scars. But I will promise you this, that the same God that is walking me through what I'm walking through right now is the same God that will walk through you, walk with you through your situation, through your test, through your trial. And it may seem like it's going to overtake you, but I promise you, those moments, God has you. God has you. He said he would never leave us nor forsake us. So this morning, I just want to thank once again Bishop House and First Lady Dr. Mary House for this opportunity to come together to pray, to seek God's face. Amen. To join like faith. We just thank them over and over and over again for this opportunity to give God what is due him. And I encourage you this morning that the God before you, the God that goes before you, is greater than anything that comes against you. In the words of my sister, Dr. Ann Mercer, I pray that you all have an amazing day. It's already started here on the East Coast, but on the West Coast, you all have an amazing day. All over the world, have an amazing, amazing day. God bless you all. Until we come to meet again on Friday morning, God bless you, and y'all have a productive day. Goodbye.